Good morning, everyone. It is April 19th, 2013. The time is 10:32, and while the world is in chaos in the city of Boston, and we pray for those that are seeking to protect the Bostonian residents, and while we pray for the families that are impacted by the massacre and the terrorist attack, I pause for a moment to turn your attention to a Christian rapper who calls out names of prosperity preachers in this rap. Now, many of you, like myself, probably are not very familiar with rap and this genre of music that is different from what we enjoy. And we may have preconceived ideas concerning where this comes from, but it seems to me that this young man, this Christian rapper Shay Linne, or L-I-N-N-E, is doing the body of Christ a service by calling to attention issues in this big thing that we call Christianity. Christian rapper recently released a song that calls out prosperity gospel teachers by name. Prosperity gospel teachers by name, including Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, J.D. Jakes, Benny Hinn, Creflo Dollar, and the entire Trinity Broadcasting Network. I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of his sheep got some sharp teeth. They're wolves. Shay raps in the song False Teachers before referencing Matthew 7:16. The song from Linne's album Lyrical Theology Part 1 Theology, which released April 9th, has caused a buzz among Christian bloggers, especially with the song's naming of 12 pastors, each name followed by is a false teacher. In a moment, I'm going to let you listen to this rap, but it's helpful for you to hear this because if your ear is not attuned to it, it may be difficult for you to hear exactly what he's saying. And I do not expect that you will enjoy this song or turn your attention to it or anything, but I do want to bring to your attention people in the body of Christ who are doing a ministry or have a ministry, and maybe they're not following the cultural or traditional norms that we are most accustomed to. This rapper explains in a video posted by his record company Lamp Mode Recordings that he wrote the song to address an issue in an American church that is now spreading overseas, not to cause controversy. He said he addressed the issue in Faulty Doctrine in 2003 with fellow rapper Timothy Brindle, and he wanted to write another song as the movement has grown, especially in African countries. And then he names some countries here, and you'll listen to that in the video. And he calls out the continent of Africa, and he recognizes that in this continent there are brothers in Christ who are being influenced in the wrong way. You have these rallies where literally over 100,000 people will come to hear these guys talk about prosperity, Linne told Wade O Radio. The people who are coming are impoverished like crazy, and they're buying into thinking that this false theology is going to be their way out of poverty. They figure, hey, it must work because it's working for these guys in America. The rapper realizes that many true believers follow these preachers, so he took care in his approach while also aiming to speak the truth about men and women he believes are preaching a false gospel. He knew his lyrics would make some people upset, but said, God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. Now, I want to read that statement to you again, lest we question the authenticity of this young man's Christianity. Listen to the pastoral contention that he has. God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. Now, I want you to think about that in the pulpits of America, in which preachers know that members of their churches are just as lost and dying and going to hell, but they don't call them out in particular for fear of losing a contingency in their church. In the video interview, Linne said that he listened to recent teachings from pastors he mentioned in the song while he prepared to write it and found a pattern. The preachers would reference a Bible passage and speak about good things God wants for his people, which always centered on self, as though God existed for us, not the other way around. He noticed they would then get the crowd worked up and ask them to donate money, claiming that God would multiply their giving by sowing this seed. He raps, "Do you want to know what all false teachers have in common? It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. We're dealing with idolatry." His full list of false teachers calls out Olstein, Meyer, Jakes, Dollar, Hinn, Paula White, Fred Price, Kenneth Copeland, Robert Tilton, Eddie Long, Juwita Bynum, and Paul Crouch. Of course, Crouch is the head of TBN. Jesus is not a means to an end, he says in the song. The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin, and that is the message forever. I'll yell, if you're living your best life now, you're heading for hell. Can I say that again? He says, if you're living your best life now, you're heading for hell. So while I recognize that many of the listeners in the sermon audio audience may not be familiar at all with this genre of music, I want to expose you to it this morning, not as an endorsement, but as a recognition that this young man and many others like Lecrae and Tripley are trying to impact a culture that, for lack of better words, we are simply ignoring. And so I pray that God would bless their ministry, provided they remain gospel-centered and Christ-exalting and God-glorifying. Take a listen to this song. Send me an email, pastoratbbc@gmail.com. Brian Baptist is our church, and we'd love for you to check out the messages that we've preached on this prosperity gospel. They're on our sermon audio page. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
1 2 1 2. Yeah, false teacher. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa. The saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all, yeah, man. Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again. Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef. But some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. And cats get mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, cause some of the statements are right. That only prove that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cost. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then, yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common? What? It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God. Money is. Jesus is not a means to an end. No. The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell. If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joel Osteen.
False teacher.
Let him know.
Crapple Dollar is a false teacher.
Well.
Benny Hinn is a false teacher. I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a false teacher.
Let him know.
Paula White is a false teacher. Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a false teacher.
12-12.
Robert Tilton is a false teacher. I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Eddie Long is a false teacher.
Let him know.
Juanita Bynum is a false teacher.
12-12.
Paul Crouch is a false teacher. Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2, 1-3.